Welcome to the Rambam Center, and here's your host, Vaibhish Vinkel.
Hello everybody, it's me again, and you wouldn't believe what happened to me this morning. While you were learning so well in learning classes, I was taking a ride with my pet friend Paraduma named Mumu. We were having a fun time rowing our canoe together in the lake, when all of a sudden we heard some loud whistles coming from the other side of the lake, sort of like the sound that comes from a lifeguard whistle. At first, we thought it was a bird, but then Mumu told me that for some reason it sounded like the lifeguards calling us back for lunch. So I quickly put the canoe back into gear and I gave it a real big push, when all of a sudden, we flipped over! Mumu! Mumu, hey dog, are you still with me? Hello, Mumu? I was just about to put a life jacket on, Mumu, when all of a sudden I remembered the mitzvah I heard myself say to me just yesterday at the Rambam Center, which is also today's mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 113. Whoa! Whoa! That you're not allowed to put anything on top of a paradumo or use it for any other purposes except for making somebody pure! Whoa, Mumu! Boy, was that close. But Mumu was splashing all over the place, and I was getting more wet than I would have got if Mumu didn't splash me, since I was anyway wet just from tipping over. Then I realized that in order to save myself on Mumu, I would have to jump on top of Mumu and float until we got to shore. But just about when I was about to climb on Great Barrel and I was about to climb on top of Mumu, I realized that that too was not allowed, because, like I myself said, whoa! Then you would be using it for purposes other than the purpose of holy purposes. So I quickly held my breath and I jumped right into the water and swam with my hands way over my head so that I can hold up Mumu, and I swam
and swam and swam some more until we bumped right into the docks.
Well, that's it for today, folks, and we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, same socks.